Blog Talk Radio.
God all about your secrets, then you won't have to worry about hearing it again. You can tell God everything and never have to worry about hearing it again. Good afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and welcome to Ministering God's Way Fivefold. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way Fivefold is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Today's topic is, am I my brother's keeper? Am I my brother's keeper? Our scripture is coming from the book of Genesis and the fourth chapter of Genesis and the fourth chapter. And we're going to focus on the ninth verse of the fourth chapter of Genesis. So if you can, turn with me to the fourth chapter of the book of Genesis. And we're going to read the first through the ninth verse, but we're going to focus on the ninth verse. And we'll begin reading at the first verse. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. In the ninth verse, the eighth verse reads, And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the ninth verse, which is the focus verse, reads, And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Oh, heavenly and gracious Father, we come, Lord, thanking you, lifting your name up on high. But Father God, you truly worthy of all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It belongs to you, Father God. We know that, Father God, you are our keeper. And so we ask, Father God, that you will give us the love, Father God, and the compassion for our brother and sister to be their keepers as well, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us that love that runs from heart to heart and from breath to breath, Father God, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And you said in your word, Lord Jesus, to love thy neighbor as thyself. Give us that love to love our neighbor as thyself and keep them where they need to be kept. In Jesus' mighty name. Am I brother's keeper? Am I my brother's keeper? That's a question as a topic today. Am I my brother's or sister's keeper? Well, the answer is yes. Yes, we are our brother and our sister's keeper. And we are to have compassion for our brothers and our sisters and one another. And if we see that our sister or our brother are in need, then Jesus told us in his word, how dwelleth the love of God in you when you shut up your bowels of compassion for your brother? And if your brother or your sister asks for a fish, why would you give them a stone? Amen? So, yes, we are our brother and our sister's keeper. Here in the fourth chapter of the book of Genesis, we are reminded of the story of Cain and Abel. And Cain was jealous of his brother Abel. And the Bible does not talk about in detail why God respected Abel's offering and did not respect Cain's offering. Well, we know that Cain obviously had some type of bitterness and anger in him, and he was wroth. And that's why God asked him, why are you wroth? And his countenance had fallen. And so it implied that he was envious of his brother. He was jealous of his brother. And so, but God did not respect his offering. But the Bible does not say exactly why he did not respect his offering. But he did respect Abel's offering. However, God knows. He knew Cain's heart as well as he knows our heart. And so when we bring an offering to the Lord, we have to come with the right spirit. Amen. And God said in his word, he loves the what? Cheerful giver. And so when we're giving, we don't want to give for, the Bible says, grudgingly or of necessity. We want to give with a cheerful heart. Amen. not because we're looking for something in return, not because we are wanting others to see, look at me, you know, look at what I'm doing, but because he wants us to do it with a cheerful heart and a pure heart. Amen. Amen. So we know that God did not respect Cain's offering, and he had become jealous. And so, you know, the Bible says jealousy is as cruel as the grave. And so here we find that Cain brings an offering. Abel brings his offering. God accepts Abel, respects Abel's offering. Cain gets jealous. He decides to talk to Abel in the field and decides to take his very own brother out. This is a flesh and blood brother that we're talking about. And so that's what jealousy will do. It's cruel as the grave. He slew, the Bible says, he slew his own brother just because of jealousy. So here he had an evil heart and a wicked heart. And God comes and asks him, you know, where is your brother? And then he turns around and lies. Not only did we find out that Cain had an evil and a wicked heart, but he was a liar. He was a liar. You read it in the 4th chapter in the 9th verse. He says, I know not. When God came and asked Cain, where is your brother? God said, Cain said, I know not. So he was a liar, and the truth wasn't in him. And see, that's what the devil will do. He is the father of lies. So we know he had not a pure heart. He had not a clean heart. He was not sanctified. He was an evil man, and he was a wicked man. And he had an unclean spirit in him and a wicked spirit. So he lied to God, and he told God, I know not where he is. But not only did Cain lie to God, he not only lied to God, but he had killed his brother. So Jesus, God told him, he says, you know, you're going to be a fugitive and a vagabond. You're going to become a fugitive and a vagabond because of what you've done. You're going to be cursed. And so the question today, am I my brother's keeper, my brother or my sister keeper? We said the answer is yes. Here, Cain and Abel were bloodline brothers. We have brothers and sisters that we know in the body of Christ, that we know in the world, and we refer to them as our brother and our sister. These are our individuals that are neighbors, that God said, love thy neighbor as thyself. And yes, be your brother and your sister's keeper. And this is how we can judge. And the Bible tells us we can judge, but he said judge with righteous judgment. Amen? You can determine and decide the spirit that's within a man by the fruit that they bear. Amen? So we know that all things work together for the good to them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. But we first must have a willing mind, and we must first love God. And if we first love him, then we can love ourselves, and then we can love others. Amen. So the key is love and loving God before we can love anyone else. Amen. So, yes, we are our brother and our sister's keeper. Are we being our brother and sister's keeper? Some may say yes, And if that's your answer, then great. Continue to be your brother and sister's keeper. And be a light and a living epistle. Be a light in the world. Let others see your good works and glorify God, which is in heaven. But if you ask yourself today, am I my brother and sister's keeper? And the answer is no. Then we must do what the Bible tells us to do daily. Examine ourselves. He said, examine yourself daily, because each day is a new day. And Jesus Christ gives us new mercies each and every day. However, we each day have to walk in the spirit and not walk in the flesh and fulfill the lust of the flesh thereof. Because it's quite obvious that Cain was in the flesh. Amen? And see, when you're in the flesh, then you are in sin. And then God can't use you. And we find in the 7th verse of the 4th chapter of Genesis, the Lord says, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. So, to be accepted in the body of Christ, to be accepted in the kingdom of God, we must have to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, so we can have the right, clean heart and a pure heart, that we may not stand against God or our brothers and our sisters. And many of us may have experienced that in an encounter, that we may have been in need of something or wanted to talk with someone, may have called our friends. We may have even knocked on their door. And they turned us the other way. And they said, well, come back tomorrow because I'm busy, or I'm asleep, or, you know, I'm unavailable. If it were you standing in the need at that given moment, would you want someone to tell you to come back tomorrow? Would you want somebody to drop everything they're doing and tend to you and your needs? Yes, because we are our brother. We should be our brother and sister's keeper. Now, Cain, he wasn't a keeper. He was a murderer. He was a murderer. And that's a lot what we see going on now in the world. We see mothers against daughters, fathers against sons. We see so much violence, family violence, domestic violence. And because sin is lying at the door. Amen. Sin lieth at the door. And see, sin is a prerequisite to death. See, sin, he said, the wages of sin is death. So if you sin, you're going to die. But the Bible tells us, be sure your sins will find you out. A lot of times, we just hadn't been caught. But one thing the Bible said, be sure. And that's the one thing the Bible wants us to be sure of, that our sins will find us out. Amen. So we want to make sure that we walk in the newness of life, that we walk in upright, and ask God to help us to walk upright, to be, to hold Christ in the highest esteem, to walk in the Holy Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. People today are hurting. People need love. God is love. People need the individuals in the body of Christ that have gifts, the gifts of helps. That's a gift that many people do not, we don't hear much about in the church, is the gift of helps. The gift of helps is a gift from God, and it is also to be used for his glory. Amen. So if you have the gift of help, then we are to be a helper, helpers one to another. The Bible even tells us to do especially good to them that are of the household of faith. So our brothers, now we're referring to our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. So them that are of the household of faith, the Bible tells us to do especially good to them. Amen. Not murder them, not hurt them, not become jealous of them, envious of them, covetous of them, wanting what they have, disrespecting them, dishonoring them, backbiting on them, lying on them. Jesus wants us to hold him in high esteem. He wants us to be a living epistle, to be, he's going away. Jesus left it. He said he would go away to prepare a place for us, that where he is, we may be also. But he said he's coming back. And while he, in his absence, he wants us to be about his Father's business. Amen. And that's being a helper one to another. And so when we're referring back to not only our blood brothers and sisters, but our spiritual brothers and sisters, he said, and do especially good to them that are of the household of faith. Amen. Especially good. Jesus said, be especially good. Because now that's something. Jesus said, be especially good to them that are of the household of faith. Because that says a lot. Because Jesus wants us to be good to one another. He wants us to be especially good to them that are of the household of faith. Amen. So this is where we can exercise our gift of helps. Amen. And if we don't have the gift of helps, then we can ask for the gifts of helps, gift of helps. Because there are so many different gifts that God can give, the gift of faith, the gift of prophecy. But there's the gift of administration, the gift of discerning of spirits, the gift of words of wisdom, you know, the gifts of not the gift of knowledge. But we can ask God for all those things. We'd also ask for the gift of helps, because Jesus wants us to be helpers one to another. He says, love thy neighbor as thyself. Not just a neighbor that lives next door, but that person, that individual, that brother, that sister that you see at the Walmart, that you see in the supermarket, that you see at the bowling alley, that you see at the amusement park, wherever you go. He said, love thy neighbor as thyself. And we have to have the love of God richly dwelling in us for us to do that. And we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Amen. And it's even hard to love our enemy, because that's what also Jesus told us, because he's love. He said to love your enemy. And it's very hard to love your enemies on your own strength, on your own will, in the flesh. You can't love your enemies in the flesh. You have to love your enemies under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And you're going to have that anointing abiding on you and throughout you, so that you can, that anointing removes the burden and destroy the yokes of bondage, so that you can love your enemy. Amen. So we see that sin that lieth at Cain's door, in the fourth chapter of Genesis was the enviness, the bitterness, the envy, the jealousy. You know, there's a expression and a cliche in the house, in the church. We say, what God has for you, it's for you. And it's not for anybody else. So what God has for you, it's for you. So why would we be jealous or envious of what someone else has? Or someone? Because where you are today, that's where God wants you. Where you, what you have today, that's where God wants you. He says all the powers that be are ordained by God. If God wants you to have a Mercedes-Benz, he will give you a Mercedes-Benz. You don't have to be envious and jealous of everybody. Just be acceptable, grateful and accepting of what God has given you. We don't have to fret or fear or be jealous of our brother and sister and say, well, you know, she had on a pretty black dress. You know, I don't have a black dress. Well, hey, somebody may have given that sister the black dress. So, out of love and being that sister's keeper and bless that sister with a black dress. So, we don't want to get caught up into worldly things and the worldly life. And Bible, the Jesus said in his word, the Bible says, come out from the, in other words, the world, come out from the among them. He said, and be separate and touch not the unclean thing. See? And so it's very clear that there was a very clear distinction between the two sons, Cain and Abel. One was wicked, one was evil, one was good. And so, obviously, it was Abel. And Abel, he was a shepherd. And he tended to the sheep. And Cain, he was a tiller of the ground. And he was the firstborn. But he was jealous because the favor of God on Abel's life. But we have to give ourselves to Christ. So he says, whosoever will, let him come. So we have to choose to be obedient to Christ, just like Abel chose to be obedient to the Lord. So we have to make a choice. The Lord said, you choose this day whom you're going to serve. He said, life or death, blessing or cursing. So God gives us a choice. And once we make that choice, it's made manifest in our life. Wow. People can tell, as I mentioned earlier, by the fruit. You notice you can identify the tree by the fruit it bears. Oranges bear oranges. Trees bear apples. So we know the fruit. By the tree, by the fruit it bears. So if you want roses, a rose bush, hallelujah, glory to God, because Jesus is the rose of Sharon. And he is also the lily of the valley, glory to God, and he's also the bright and morning star. If you want to be sweet, if you want to smell sweet, like he is a sweet and smelling savor, if you want to taste and see that the Lord is good, then be a rose. Be that sweet individual. And as a man soweth, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Yes, I am, you are. Our brother and sister's keeper. Love. Love, the Bible says, covers a multitude of sin. So sow into the Spirit, and ye shall reap in the Spirit. Make sure we don't sow things that are corrupt and the into the corruptible, because then we will reap the corruptible. But let us find favor with God and be obedient children, doing his will and doing it his way, so that he may say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter now into the joy of the Lord. God bless you.